Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mets 9, Diamondbacks nothing. The Mets got it done early tonight against Robbie Ray. As the highlights are brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See Fina first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. Steven Matz hit Tim LoCastro at the very first pitch of the game. Then Matz got the next three hitters retired. Ketel Marte flied out to right. Eduardo Escobar lined to left. And Christian Walker grounded out to third. Meanwhile, the bottom of the first, the Mets got rolling immediately against Robbie Ray, the ace of the Arizona staff, and Ahmed Rosario led it off by doubling down the left field line. Two batters later, Jeff McNeil was hit by a pitch, and a real key play in that first inning was Rosario and McNeil pulling off a double steal. It happened with Wilson Ramos at the plate, took away any double play possibility with Ramos, who then grounded out, but a ground ball to second instead of ending the inning got Rosario home and moved McNeil to third, and it kept it going as J.D. Davis was up next.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a liner to left. Coming on is LoCastro. He'll play it on a hop. It's a base hit. And in to score to make it 2-0 New York is McNeil from third. Davis an RBI single. His 50th run batted in. The Mets have a 2-0 lead. I'm kind of surprised that LoCastro didn't lay out forward for that ball. Instead, pulled up when he was very close to it, allowing that second run to score.
Now, the Mets have scored so many first-inning runs this year, 106 to be exact, the sixth highest single-season total in Mets history, the third most in the major leagues this year. It would turn out to be a five-run first inning because after LoCastro didn't come forward to make that catch on the Davis line drive, well, Robbie Ray seemed to fall apart as Todd Frazier was due up next.
Davis at first, two out, the 2-1. Frazier hits it high in the air, deep to left center. Back goes Marte, onto the track. It is gone, a home run. Todd Frazier with a two-run homer over the Great Wall of Flushing beyond the M&M sweet seats, past the 370 mark in left center field. Frazier with his 19th home run of the year scores Davis in front of him. It's a four-run first inning for the Mets, and they lead it 4-0.
Todd Frazier's 19th home run, the turning point tonight, chock full of nuts, turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow in the 8 a.m. hour during sports for your chance to win. If the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point, they'll win a pair of Mets tickets. The turning point sponsored by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. Frazier with a two-run shot to put the Mets up by four. Frazier drove in all three Mets runs in last night's game, and he would get three RBIs in this one as well. But the Mets weren't done pounding away at Robbie Ray in the bottom of the first. Brandon Nimmo is next.
Here's Brandon Nimmo. First ball swinging. He launches one deep to right center. This ball might go. It's gone. Brandon Nimmo on the first pitch from Robbie Ray goes back-to-back with Todd Frazier. A five-run first inning for the Mets, the fifth home run of the year by Nimmo, and the Mets have a 5-0 lead over the Diamondbacks with two out on the first inning. And Ray gave Nimmo a meatball up. And Brandon put the sauce on it.
Fourth home run to a left-handed batter allowed by Robbie Ray this year. Brandon Nimmo with a shot to right center field for Nimmo. His fifth home run of the season as he knocked that one out and gave the Mets a five-run advantage at that point. Robbie Ray would only last one more batter. Juan Lagares with a double to right center field to knock Ray out officially. For Nimmo, his second home run since coming back off the injured list. And for Robbie Ray, he faced eight batters. Five of them scored. He only got two outs. It was Lagares left at second base when Steven Matz popped out to end the inning. Lagares did end up at third on a wild pitch from Matt Andrees. But the Diamondbacks had to take their starter out after just two-thirds of an inning as the Mets had a 5-0 lead. Seemed like Steven Matz might not last long tonight when he walked the bases loaded to begin the top of the second. And then he struck out Carson Kelly and he got Kevin Crone pinch hitting for Andreese to ground into an inning-ending 5-3 double play and a bouncer to Todd Frazier. So Mats was able to really settle down after that. He lasted six innings, worked around a couple of more hits after that. He gave up a double to Ketel Marte in the top of the third and a two-out double to LoCastro in the fifth inning. Worked around two singles in the sixth, but Mats was able to paint the corners tonight. Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or SherwinWilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. Steven Mats continues to be excellent here at Citi Field. He's had 23 consecutive home starts, allowing three earned runs or fewer. It's tied with Jacob deGrom for the second longest streak in franchise history. Only John Neese has had a longer streak of home consecutive home starts, giving up three earned runs or fewer. Neese had a 26-start streak during his career with the Mets, and Mats will need a few more outings to get there. But this season, Mats' ERA at home has been 1.94. He's 7-1 at Citi Field this year, including the victory here tonight. The Mets would pad the lead after scoring five in the first. They'd get a few more home runs in this game, and it was Jeff McNeil blasting a couple more first pitches out of the ballpark tonight, including one against Taylor Clark in the bottom of the second.
Here's McNeil, and he launches one deep to right field. This baby is out of sight. Halfway up in the Coca-Cola corner, the upper deck in right field, a tape measure job for Jeff McNeil, his 19th home run of the year. The Mets have a 6-0 lead here in the second inning. Oh, man, that thing was absolutely launched.
444 feet is how far McNeil launched it, the longest home run of his career and his 19th home run this season. There are more homers on the way for the Mets tonight, including Todd Frazier in the bottom of the third against Clark. First pitch to Frazier, hit in the air, right center field, struck well. This one might go too. Back to the wall and it's gone. Opposite field homer for Todd Frazier. His 20th home run of the year, as he joins Michael Conforto and Pete Alonso. Or Mets with at least 20 home runs this year, as Frazier did some sort of shimmy around third base before heading home, touching up at home plate after his 20th home run of the season. He's driven in three more runs tonight. He has 65 on the year. And the Mets have a 7-0 lead here in the third. Todd Frazier going oppo for just the second time this season, as the Mets ended up with five home runs in this game for every homer they hit this year. A donation is made to an undergraduate student at Caldwell University. Discover you at Caldwell University. Learn more at caldwell.edu. And the Mets went ahead 8-0 at that point, make that 7-0 after Frazier's home run. It was the fourth homer of the night from the Mets. For Frazier, his second, his 20th of the year. It was another first pitch home run. But, of course, the master of the first pitch homer is Jeff McNeil. And in the sixth inning, he would get another one against Yoshihisa Hirano.
Here is McNeil. Does he go first ball, fastball hunting? The pitch, he does, and he launches it deep to right towards the upper deck. There it goes, another one. How do you like that? Jeff McNeil gets the first pitch fastball and shoots it very, very close to where he did his home run in the second inning. Many rows up into that Coca-Cola corner in right field, they'll never learn, will they? McNeil now joins the 20 home run club, just as Frazier did tonight. They both have two home runs, and the Mets are leading the Diamondbacks 9-0.
The Mets, the Red Sox, and the Twins are tied for the Major League lead with 53 first-pitch home runs this season. And for the Mets, dating back to at least 1974, when this type of thing began being tracked, they had never had more than 36 first-pitch home runs in a year. And quite frankly, the way they hit before 1974, that's probably the record anyway. 53 first-pitch home runs for the Mets, as they have had 14 of them come off the bat of Jeff McNeil. He leads the major leagues in that category. It's the most home runs ever hit by a Met on first pitches in a season. And for McNeil tonight, and for the Mets in general, a bunch of insurance runs presented by Hiram Cohen & Son, celebrating 100 years and four generations of insurance excellence. Visit HiramCohen.com for McNeil. 20 home runs now on the season. He's hit 14 of them since the All-Star break. And McNeil with his first career multi-home run game tonight, as he, Alonso, Conforto and Frazier have all hit at least 20 homers this year, the fourth time in Mets history they've had at least four players hit 20 or more home runs. Don't forget J.D. Davis is 18, so he only needs two more to join that group and would be the first fivesome in Mets history to have 20 or more home runs in a year. Mets win tonight 9-0. They beat up on the Diamondbacks.